From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. San Francisco is set for more restrictions in response to the current rise in COVID-19 cases. KALW's Lisa Ramrica looks at what this means as the city enters the holiday season.
San Francisco looks certain to join Alameda, Contra Costa, and Santa Clara counties in the state's most restrictive purple tier this week as coronavirus cases continue to surge. Speaking on Friday, the city's top health official, Dr. Grant Colfax, said weekly COVID cases had almost quadrupled over the past month. That puts San Francisco on a trajectory to be on purple tier from this week. Just 3 weeks ago, the city was at the state's least restrictive, yellow tier. Purple tier means a curfew of 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. for non-essential activities, but you can still walk your dog, get groceries, or pick up takeout. Indoor social gatherings, except with your household, will be banned. Museums, gyms, movie theatres and places of worship are among indoor operations that would shutter. Indoor dining is already prohibited, but outdoor dining would continue. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Ramrica, KALW News.
General Motors says it will no longer support the Trump administration in legal efforts to end California's right to set its own clean air standards. GM CEO said in a letter today to environmental groups that GM will pull out of the lawsuit and urges other automakers to do so. She said the company agrees with President-elect Joe Biden's plan to expand electric vehicle use. Last week, the company said it's testing a new battery chemistry that will bring electric vehicle costs down to those of gas-powered vehicles within 5 years. Following up on a story we heard this morning here on KALW, police say a suspect has been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbings of two people and the wounding of three others at a church in San Jose that was being used as a homeless shelter. The San Jose Police Department announced the arrest in a Twitter post early this morning. The stabbings happened last night at Grace Baptist Church in San Jose. Police said earlier that no services were taking place, but the people had been brought inside the church to get them out of the cold. Police say the motive of the attack is under investigation. A former San Francisco police officer who fatally shot an unarmed carjacking suspect in 2017 has been charged with manslaughter. District Attorney Chesa Boudin says Chris Samayoa was charged today. Samayoa was on his fourth day on the job when he fatally shot 42-year-old Keontae O'Neill as he ran from officers. Samayoa was fired 3 months after the December 1st, 2017 shooting. Boudin says it's the first time that a law enforcement officer has been charged in San Francisco in a homicide case. It's not immediately known if Samayoa has an attorney to speak on his behalf. Voters in communities across the country have approved measures toughening civilian oversight of law enforcement agencies. Entities such as civilian police review boards have been around for decades, but the power of such boards varies greatly, including their ability to issue subpoenas. The role of such boards came back into focus following weeks of spring protests over racial injustice and police brutality. Voters in Columbus, Ohio, approved the first ever such review board. It includes an officer of inspector general for police review. Similar measures passed here in San Jose, up in Portland and Seattle, as well as in Philadelphia. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.